It's the Morning Mix on Mix 96.5. Sarah Pepper, Jeff Sheen, and Lauren Kelly.
Andre Ware, I gotta say. Andre Ware is a name known throughout Houston. U of H grad, Heisman Trophy winner. Used to be in the building all the time. Yeah, I had no idea who Andre Ware was the first time I ever met him. I took a picture of him. I sent it to my dad, and he's like, hello. I'm like, this really nice guy helped me on my first day. He goes, it's Andre Ware. I'm like, I know. How do you know Andre?
It's been a while since I've been in this building. I was just telling the story in the hallway that I got out of the elevator and didn't know which way to go. And after years of coming in here, it's like, okay, which floor do I get off on? Transfer over to the other elevator. So it was. There was a nice lady that actually helped me up. So
there you go.
Still some nice people in this building. Yes, no doubt.
Yes, there are. So Andre, why don't you tell everybody what you got going on right now?
Yeah, it's the Gridirons Legends Golf Tournament on October 22nd. We did this last year, and it was just a hit, and myself and John McClain are going to host it again this year. And if you know me, you know I love golf. It's a hobby. It's a passion. So this one kind of falls close to heart. It benefits the DePelchin Children's Center.
Oh, it's a great organization.
Yeah, great organization. Academy Sports and Outdoors is going to be the corporate sponsor
for
the
event. Is John McClain going to be playing? That's what I want to know.
John didn't play last year, but he is there, and he's got plenty of stories, and it's just kind of good to hang out with John.
I feel like he'd be the best commentator for golf.
No
like,
doubt.
Everybody's in their backswing, he's like, this guy's never going to make it.
That raspy voice. But the event has raised about $1.4 million for the DePelchin Children's Center. And it's just a great part. A lot of Texans legends are part of this. Dan Pastorini, Larry Durker was there last year. Robert Brazil, who's going into the Hall of Fame this year. So it's something definitely you want to be a part of.
Let me tell you something. We've done a couple of events with Texans and other football players. And they're, like, not only good at football, they're really good at golf, too. I was like, maybe if I show up, they play football, I could putt a cup. Nope.
Well, especially in a format like this where they can just rear back and hit it. And it's, you know, hey, long ball impresses everybody.
Right.
That's what
Stories of how great you were in high school and baseball. Like, hey, I could have been drafted in that, too.
No doubt.
So how does everybody get involved, Andre, if they want to play? How are they
putting
together
academytexasbowl.com /golf, and that's where you go if you're interested in playing in the event or being a part of it. Go there, academytexasbowl.com/golf.
Do you get paired up with a player? Is that how that works?
Yeah, and there'll be a Texans legend there, and those names that I mentioned are actually playing in the event.
So you're going to show up and you'll be like Dan Pastorini, and then you'll be like, Dan, you're the weakest link!
Dan's a pretty good golfer.
Okay.
I'll be playing in the event myself. John won't, but I will.
Okay.
And it's a lot of fun. There are a lot of stories. We were having a debate on who's the best storyteller, and I probably went hands down Dan Pastorini.
Yeah.
A lot of stories there that he can share, and it's just a fun event. October 22nd.
Okay, and where are you guys playing again? Did you mention
we'll be at Champions this year.
Okay.
So,
nice,
out at,
that's a good course.
Mr. Burke's.
Andre,
Mr.
That's
Burke's
hard.
Course. Yes,
that's hard
to get on there. It's a hard invite.
Can we also appreciate that it's going to be in October and not in
August.
Yes.
Prime time
in terms of the weather. The weather we're hoping will cooperate. Mm-hmm. It was a great day last year for this tournament. We're hoping that, so fingers crossed, we'll get the same type of weather we had last year.
Man, you guys are just nailing this thing.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
And Andre, some of the guys that you just listed here, like I've gotten to know a lot of different athletes across the country. And it's not a sure thing that everybody's approachable and great stories and stuff
all
like that. You've really
are.
Stacked the
deck.
Yeah,
all
here.
These guys are, and they're willing to tell the stories. And, you know someone that knows someone that knows one of these guys, and they share all the stories with you. They're just an open book on this day. So if you want to know something, come on out, be a part of this that day and sharing the stories.
Because let's be honest, in golf, there's a lot of time to talk, Andre.
There's a lot of time to talk.
Walk. Find the ball, hit the ball, walk. Now it's a good 6.5 hours
of
stories.
We'll be riding, hopefully, in this one. So it won't be that
Dan Pastorini's not going to be your ball spotter?
No.
McClain is.
It's over there, guys. You missed it. It's over there. You sliced it again.
Yep.
All right, we'll put the details online at mix965houston.com. Thank you so
much.
So great to see you again.
Thanks a bunch. Good seeing you guys.